Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, this is your radio host, DJ Adam Davis, and I'd like for you to join me tonight on the Artist Loft with my special guest, published author Victoria Kirby. She'll be joining us tonight shortly. Victoria is a four-time published author, poet, screenwriter, stage play business owner, mother of two, and aspires to one day write a stage play based on her favorite male R&B artist, Charlie Wilson's life story. I like Charlie myself. So in one of her books entitled Celebrity Crushes, Charlie Wilson, along with others, are mentioned in a book besides the fact of talking about whose celebrity crushes who, and other poems she has written by other writers besides herself. To find out more, join us tonight. Call in at 646-200-3817. We're going to be ready to start a showtime in about 3 minutes. So sit back and relax. Hello, Victoria. How are you doing?
All right.
And hi, Anna, my co-host. I forgot to mention in the advertisement, but my very fantastic co-host, Anna Marie Holliday, is with us tonight also, Victoria. So how is your day going? And hi, Anna.
Hi, everyone. Good to be here.
Hi. Great. So how's your day, Victoria?
Good.
That's great. So you ready to get busy? Got a whole bunch of questions for you, and sit back and relax, and this is a show where you can just enjoy yourself. No need to be nervous or anything like that. So I'm going to get down to the questions first, and we're going to be doing a duo here, duo team, myself and then Anna, of course. So I'm going to get started with my round of questions. I'm going to have two for you, then Anna will come back with more. But, Victoria, what inspired you to write your books?
Well, it was about the year 95. I was in summer school, and I had to write this short poems about all about animals and peoples. I'll just put the pictures with the words.
Mm-hmm. I see. So did you have any other poetry books that you'd like to talk about before we move on?
I have... Just those four poetry books, the celebrity crushes, together as a couple, memorable moments, and the pros and cons of knowing a woman.
Okay, that sounds interesting. I'm going to have to make sure I get a copy of that. Now, I said two, but I've got one more, and then I'm going to turn it over to Anna for a moment. You have an obsession with Charlie Wilson. I think half of America does, so you want to write this life story about Charlie Wilson. What made you want to do that?
Because I feel like not only does his words need to be read by book, but it needs to be performed live on stage. And I feel as if I'm the perfect candidate to write it because I am passionate about my writing.
Very good. Most writers, all writers exactly, especially that are, you know, have a passion for writing, really become fantastic writers along the way, becoming best time sellers and just doing great in the all-around atmosphere for what their work details. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Matt, Anna, and we'll be right back with you, Victoria. Anna?
Okay.
Hi, Victoria. Thank you so much for being on the Artist Loft Show. I read something that Charlie Wilson wrote. He said, "You can do anything with your life if you have the faith to go forward. You have to put the work in and put all your trust in God." Can you tell me who was your greatest mentor?
Well, I would have to say author is Terry Lyle.
Okay.
Because with her, she keeps you pushing and keep you motivated to just write about any and every certain thing that is to observe a certain situation.
Great. And how old were you when you really decided that, you know what, this is the passion that you were born to do? How old were you around at that time?
This mission has driven U.S. health proton therapy.
Well, I was around in, I'd say, around high school age. I was in high school.
And how do you inspire your children to do, because that's kind of a young age, and, you know, sometimes when at a young age, people don't take you serious, and, you know, you're debating whether or not if this is what you really want to do. How do you inspire your children, because I do understand that you have two children, how do you inspire them to go after their after their desire at a young age?
Well, with my youngest son, he also, too, likes to read in about superhero books, watch superheroes on TV. So I, like, sort of kind of made a bet with him. I told him, if you can write me a 15-page story about if you were a superhero and what would your superhero powers be, do you want to make a bet? He said, yeah. I said, but you got to come up with your own words, your own superhero name, and I put $30 on a debit card that's made just for kids to say, Mama, give me 30 days, and I'll have you done with 30 days. So I said, I want to see $30 on my debit card. And it also happened, my little nephews, they get wind of it, and they want to make a $30 bet, too. So it seems like if you motivate a kid about a certain reward, they get right on it.
You're right. I do understand that. I have young kids myself. All right, back to you, Ms. Gigi. Thank you, Victoria.
Very great questions, Anna. Very good answers too, Victoria. And, you know, I agree with you on inspiring kids because they're our future anyway, and along the way we have to give them an incentive and give them their future aspirations to move forward. So that was a very good idea. You should incorporate that into some of the schools and introduce it to some of the teachers around in your area because it really works. I've been there myself, and I used to teach. So that's a great incentive, and that's a fantastic way, you know, to get your kids involved in the world of writing because it's very important. Knowledge is power, so when we have that power, we need to go on. But I'd like to ask you, who were some of the poets along your way that really inspired you? Who were some of the key ones that really inspired you?
Well, it's just to Maya Angelou and Phyllis Wheatley.
Yes, yes, very good, very good. And did you have some sort of connection with them mentally or, I mean, well, spiritually at least because of the way that they do write? You know, Dr. Maya Angelou was a fantastic writer in describing life and its source and its purity. So when you write, do you write purity? Do you write sensualization? Do you write true life stories, or how is it that you just meter and rhyme? How do you go about that?
Most of them are true life stories. Others are from observing certain situations. Like at work, I have two coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
One's a female, the other's a male. The male takes half his paycheck, gives this girl $200, who's a married woman, and she don't care. And spend
really?
Another $200 on her, and he'll say he's going to continue to spend the money on her as long as they just friends, but he just keep paying for her conversation. And she said as long as he keep on giving it to her, she's going to keep on spending it. I was like,
that's
yep,
so delightful.
He a dumb fool. She's a crazy fool, but she knows she married. She got up, and speaking of her, the other day at work, her husband screenshotted 17 messages that somebody posted in her inbox, and they ain't even together. She said, we ain't been separated for 10 or 12 months or whatever, and you expect me just to stay separated and not to go get none from nobody? She said, you must be out of your damn mind.
Oh, my goodness. This is an interesting interview tonight. Wow, that's very, that's. Well,
I say, keep on talking, because the more y'all talk, the more it give me certain incentives to depict certain words and write about a certain title, whether the title's crazy or whether the title's just an exotic, weird title just to write something about that's just nasty and just put it out there.
Oh, well, you don't want to destroy anybody's reputation, but
it's just going to change. It's not going to be the name of the person. It's just going to be a different name.
Right, right. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you very much for that. But I wanted to ask you a few more questions that weren't on the list. of questions that I ask you, and it's going to be kind of like a potluck kind of situation because I'm going to I want to know a lot about you, and I'd like to commend you on mentioning Ms. Terry E. Lau. She's a very good friend of mine, and she has also, ladies and gentlemen, a radio show called Unmasked. And Terry is a very interesting radio host with variations of different people in her show. She just interviewed Mark Dorsey, by the way, who is with Liongate. And hopefully everyone can tune in to her. That's Unmasked on Blog Talk Radio with Terry E. Lau. And she also wrote a book called Broken. And I have to say, I put the cat out of the bag that I'm writing a script for her for Broken. So hopefully she'll be able to get that in the hands of a producer, filmmaker as soon as possible. Now, Victoria, how important is that accessibility of meaning to you? Should you have to work hard for your poems, or do your poems work for you?
It's kind of a little of both, but I mostly listen to certain music, and then certain music inspired me to write about certain poems or give them the title that's meant to be put with the words.
Mm-hmm. Well, having said that, what latest book are you reading now? What latest book are you working on at this particular time?
Well, as far as the book goes, I put the book on hold for right now. Right now,
uh-huh.
I'm working on this stage play for my son's grandfather, which he has his own dance team, entitled Diary of a Woman Scorned.
Wow.
So I got the notes, like, put together for that. I bought a massage table, the little massage oils for, like, the little costumes and
mm-hmm.
body paint, but don't want to tell too much of that one.
Oh, okay. No, you don't want to give away too much.
No,
particular...
I don't want to give away too much of that.
Right. Well, I have one more question for you, then I'm going to turn it over to Anna. We're going to go break at about 7:15 for a commercial, but we'll be back. Out of the poems that you've written, I know you said that you put everything on hold right now, but what is one of the best poems that you've ever written in your book, you know, library?
Well, it has to come from my book of celebrity crushes.
Okay. And we're talking about Charlie Wilson here?
Yep.
Okay. Have you ever met him on stage or in person? Have you ever been to any of his concerts?
Yep. This was June the 11th of 2015.
Okay. So
it was at, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It was
at
a meet and greet. A meet and greet behind backstage. It was in,
okay.
I want to say Indianapolis somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I was finished.
Oh, okay. And now I've got one more question, and I keep throwing them to you, but I'm very excited to have you on the show for one thing. If you had to convince a friend or a colleague to read your book, what would you tell them about your book?
If I had to convince them, well, in other words, I'll just describe a certain poem that I wrote and read certain words from it, and then they'll judge from that poem to read whether they want to read furthermore.
Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Because I had wrote it was a short screenplay called Old School Love, and I let one of my coworkers read it. She said, "Ooh, you just nasty." I didn't know you do this kind of stuff behind closed doors. Or you just talk like that at work and listen to us talk like that at work, like you just don't do nothing.
Very interesting. Very interesting person you are, Victoria. I'm going to turn it over to Anna for a moment. Anna?
Yes, again, thank you so much, Victoria, for being on the Artist Loft Show. My question is, how do you inspire other young writers or publishers or screenwriters or stage writers who want to get into the same field that you're in, because I just, you know, listening and just knowing people that write and also knowing Ms. Gigi, I know it's not always easy, and it takes funds, and you have to pour into, you know, into the project that you're working. How would you inspire them if they were on the listening to us tonight, and how would you inspire them to follow the dream, the desire to get into this field?
The best thing for them to do is to practice, practice, practice every day, and to always remember to keep a pen and notebook pad on the side of your bed. Even in your sleep, if you dream about certain words, wake up out your sleep, jot it back down, and just fall right back to sleep.
Okay, great. And what media do you use as far as getting out your information, who you are, what you do, and making it accessible? What would you tell them to use? What media to make themselves known?
The best media to probably use would be either Instagram or either Facebook at its best.
Okay.
So either just. Or either newspaper or word of mouth by having out handing out flyers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my last question before break is, are any of your children in any of your plays at this time, or have they ever been in any of the plays?
No, not at this time. My baby was, I wrote a play when my son was in about the third grade. The youngest one, he's in the fifth grade. He was about in the third grade, called Down With Homework. Is some people, some teachers, mind you, yet if the child don't understand the homework, the child brings the homework home to the parent, and if the parent don't understand the homework, the next best thing to do is take it back to the teacher, tell the teacher you didn't understand it. And it was a character in the play called Miss Sticky. It was just the name. Just thought about it, just like off the top of my head, where the teacher was supposed to be flirting with one of her student's parents. The student didn't like it, so the student went back and tried to mess up the thing for his parent and the teacher. Teacher didn't understand what was going on, so turned around at the end of that. Figure it's to give somebody a sense of the right from how a kid is feeling from a kid point of view, instead of how an adult is feeling from their point of view. Of what should be understood, but is not actually understood.
Okay, great. I'll ask you more information about your stage writing after our break. And back to you, Ms. Gigi. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming and listening in and tuning in on the Artist Loft. Our guest tonight is Ms. Victoria Kirby, poet, stage writer, business owner, with two children, looking for a very, very bright future. She has been with us for the last 15, 20 minutes, and we're going to take a short break right now, and we'll be back. I'd like to say also, if you are in the need of prayer or hotline prayer or would need some guidance in any way, you can go to Facebook for Apostle Leonard Sampson, that's S-A-M-P-S-O-N, One Faith Unified Body of Christ Church. That's Apostle Leonard Quentin Sampson, and you can find him on Facebook. He also has video feeds that you can look at and help yourself to feel better about yourself and have some incentives on life, looking forward and reading your Bibles as necessary to move forward with his documents of video training and teaching. So that's Apostle Leonard Quentin Sampson, One Faith Unified Body of Christ. Also, I'd like to say thank you to Bill Hanna Amon, one of my friends, a PhD in Switzerland, who has also helped to spearhead a lot of things that I need to have done and to help to support me in a whole lot of issues that I have myself. And she's there to talk to if you'd like to talk to her on Facebook. That's Bill Hanna. That's B-I-L-J-A-N-A, Amon, A-M-M-A-N, A-M-M-A-N. And she's there to give you also guided information if you're having some problems in life and you'd like to talk about that. One more thing, and I'm going to go ahead and play this commercial for you with one of my close friends in the music industry, Mr. Franz Eight. Okay, I guess I'm having some technical problems, so give me 1 second and let me go back there. But in the meantime, you can call in at 646-200-3817. My co-host is Miss Anna Marie Holliday, a lyricist, businesswoman, evangelist, a woman of many, many characters and trades. And she's moving her way up towards the future with doing great things in life. So you can also find her. Anna, what's your Facebook page while I'm pulling up this the music for the play?
Anna Marie Holliday.
Okay, on Facebook. All right, great.
On Facebook.
That'll be okay. That's even better. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to start this again. Hold on, Ms. Kirby, and we'll be right back. Still not working. Okay, well, that's technical for you sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry about that. But if you're in the area of your telephone and you'd like to call in, that number is 646-200-3817. And we do have Ms. Victoria Kirby back on the line again. I'll come back again in another 15 minutes, hopefully with some better commercials for you instead of the sound of my voice. So anyway, back to you, Anna.
Oh, thank you so much. Victoria, my question now is to you. You have those that have probably celebrated you and those that have tolerated you. And so how do you, on those that you know that were by your side, because everyone is not, once you reach another area in your life and you're trying to do something new, everyone is not going to celebrate you. But those that did celebrate you, how did you show you appreciated them? And those that just wanted to act like they wanted to just tolerate you, how did you just divide them and go a different way, or how did you dismiss them? How do you make that difference once you hit a certain area in your life of success?
Well, those that actually want to celebrate you are the people that you put in your book or in your play and show them that you appreciate them for celebrating you, and those that just tolerate you, best thing to do is just leave them behind in the dust and just act like, lose your number, don't call me, don't text me, don't DM me, don't nothing. I don't want to say hi, bye, how you doing? Erase, exist, don't exist no more.
You know what, I understand, and I like what you said about certainly the part of just putting them apart, making them a part of your life, those that celebrate you. I think that is very important in these days that we don't forget about those that have helped us get to one level to another. And I do believe that we'll be certainly rewarded for that. The old saying is don't burn any bridges. So I love that you didn't burn those bridges by forgetting about them. My next question is, did you have family that also supported you at the beginning when you started this? And part B of that is, have you done any stage writing or plays on your family?
Stage writing or plays on my family is no, but as far as the family supporting me, I only communicate with certain family members because other family members just act like they just so stuck on themselves. They just put themselves so high on the pedestal that I just don't deal with those kind of people.
All right. Well, who would you say that's their best, as far as stage writer, who would you say that is your celebrity person that you look up to? Like Tyler Perry or...
Yeah, as far as stage writers, it would have to be Tyler Perry. Because
Go ahead, please.
As far as him writing the plays with the old granny in it that plays on Love Thy Neighbor, the granny played a good scene in Love Thy Neighbor, and the granny should play in more plays that he write instead of just that one play that he wrote.
Okay. Thank you. I love that. Back to you, Ms. Gigi.
All right. Thank you. You have some. You have a very interesting life, and I really appreciate you and celebrate you, and really welcoming you on the Artist Love, Victoria. I'd like to know, what is the biggest mistake you've made as a writer?
The biggest mistake I've made, I wouldn't have to say it wouldn't be too many big mistakes that I've made, because I've even written a poem about
mm-hmm.
my ex when he's lost out because he didn't want to take care of his responsibilities, which was my oldest son. He
mm-hmm.
figured he run the streets, have fun with his friends, play cards. So I say, yo, well, tough luck, basically your loss. If I get to become a known person and you look back and say, well, damn, I might as well kick myself in the ass, because turn around, I had something and didn't even know what I had, but now it's gone. I know she ain't going to push the rewind button. She ain't coming back, because I sure like I don't hit reverse on something, especially that.
Wow. Well, at least that's raw and to the point there. Your descriptions are very vivid and very lifelike. I wanted to know, being a single mother, this is a two-part question, being a single parent, with all the things that are going on in the world as far as our black youth, our males especially, with the police, you know, having problems with the police and the racism that's going on, what do you teach your child? How do you bring him up as a young man in the world to know that he is an assertive part of the world, that he has purpose, and his purpose is driven by himself? How do you handle that?
The best thing to do is to keep him educated and tell him that his education is an important part, and it will carry him throughout his lifetime, whether he's in school or not in school, and to stay away from trouble. The first sign of trouble, go the other way and don't look back. If you got a friend that call yourself, they so-called friend, want to be your friend, don't even do it, because the best thing is they want to see what they can get out of you. And if they do it the first time, they're going to keep continuing to come back and figure they made a sucker out of you, but that ain't always the case.
Exactly. Very, very good advice for a single parent, because we do have an issue in life with so many things going on, and with this new person that's running our country, I won't say a whole lot, but I'm personally not satisfied with it. I'm sure a lot of other Americans are not satisfied with it. But knowing that this person is trying to take away the art in a creative field, how do you feel about that as a writer? Because our theatrical attributes will be taken away. The nonprofits will not have any way to really be able to bring forth, you know, authors and writers who are looking for grants and all the other amenities that are out there. How do you feel about that? What do you think you could do? Do you think you'll still write? And how would you write? Would you use pen and paper, computer, notebooks, or how would you do that if this happens, which will be coming into fruition pretty soon?
If this happens, I would still continue to write. Once a writer, always a writer. Never feel like you got to give up, because being a writer is a person's gift. It's not something that they should just throw away and just put on wasted talent. Why waste talent when it's there?
Exactly. Now, what are your views as a writer as far as the arts are concerned? If it's diminished, I know that you said you'd continue to write, and I'll also do the same, because I write prolifically on so many things all of the time. I'm always busy. But as far as that, your literary attributes, what would you do to make it one step further to bring yourself out into the world when we're being tried, when everyone else is trying to snow us in?
The best thing to do is promote yourself, advertise yourself, get yourself out there. If you have to come up with some kind of event to host and invite the public or just a small certain amount of people, that one certain amount of people will actually get the word out and make a difference versus if you were to just do it just by yourself and thinking, okay, such and such is going to know, so such and such is going to tell such and such. And then that might just cut the line off at that point.
I see. Very good answer. Now, one more question before I turn it back over to Anna. Have you written any spiritual content books about poetry in a gospel field, or is it just a potpourri of different writings that you do, whatever strikes you as writing, or is there a concentrated, specific field that you'd like to write in that you pay more attention to than the other works that you do?
It's basically whatever strikes me. Whatever comes to mind, it's just nothing just certain specific thing, whatever comes to mind.
Okay, very good, very good. And now you were talking about in your bio, you said that you were a business owner and you write plays yourself and you have created plays yet?
Yes, I have wrote plays myself, but I haven't had them actually performed on stage yet.
Well, in the near future, do you plan on doing that?
Yeah, in the near future, it's like in the works. Maybe soon.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the community centers, I'll give you a little bit of a heads up. In the community centers and like a lot of nursing homes and a lot of other facilities like the libraries and other places like that to put on a performance. You know, and even ask for donations if necessary to help you to move on to your next project. Bringing them out to the public, you know, while they're sitting there in your cabinet or your desktop or your hard drive or whatever. Take one leap of faith and step out and just bring one out to the public. And, you know, you can also do it in the park. You can also charge tickets to come and review it in the park where everybody is comfortable and everybody will be able to, you know, to see what you've written. You know, show yourself and let yourself shine, because no one will know about you if you don't continuously put your work out there. I don't know what other things that would hold you back, you know, that's on a personal level for you, but always try to get out there, and if you can't do it yourself, take it to a high school and let the drama students perform it at stage in one of their programs. It's one way of getting you out there and one way of letting people know what your self-worth is about as a writer.
Yeah, well, I've thought about trying to put it on maybe at a elementary school during the summertime, but my oldest son, his grandfather is going to, when he gets the time and when actually I have time, because when I don't work, he's with his dance rehearsal team putting on shows. So when we both actually have time set aside, we're going to plan when we're going to have it sometime during the summer and the place that we're going to have it at.
Okay. Very good. All right, Anna, back to you.
Thank you. Victoria, I have a two-part question again. On the stage play, Charlie Wilson, Celebrity Crusher, what are you trying to reach? What main thing you want your audience to take away from that? That's part one for that. What do you want them to take away from that?
The main thing to take away from it is that though you may have a crush on a celebrity or an actual normal person, don't be afraid to tell that person, but tell them in a meaningful way where they don't feel offended or as you coming on too strong or some sexual harassment kind of case. If you write a letter, write it in a certain way where they just take it to heart.
Take it like with dignity, okay. And my other question is, do you feel that it's at any age is too young to get into writing poetry?
No. When it's the gift, any age is not too young. If you feel like you have that insight and certain situations bring you inspiration, it's best to just write about it right then and there so you won't forget.
Okay. Well, if you had a chance to pick four celebrities, just four out of the whole world to be in the play that you wanted to produce tomorrow, who would be the four celebrities you pick?
Well, I will have to say Charlie Wilson, Steve Harvey,
but of course.
Keith Sweat, and Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. So we have Charlie Wilson, Steve, and Tyler Perry.
And Keith Sweat.
Okay, and why would you pick Steve Harvey?
Because Steve Harvey himself has been through certain situations where most people can relate to. He also had created a course, a 16-week course, entitled Act Like a Success. With certain things he went through, he described what people should do about reaching their goal and the next step that they should take. Who don't know where to start, but if they start by reading his book and taking his 16-week course, then you know which step to go to from there.
All right. And Keith Sweat, I think that's who you said, right?
Yeah.
Old school, all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would you pick him?
Because his music, just like as the same as to say, and Charlie Wilson music, most people can relate to the lyrics of the words. Whereas until if a man tries to say something to his wife and can't describe it, he either, one, buys the CD, or two, take them to see the concert, and there you go. He think he's got a win-win. He's going to score for the night.
Last but not least, Tyler Perry.
As in the situation with Tyler Perry, I always like Tyler Perry plays. Tyler Perry words are words that are funny, relatable, and of course makes a person just want to write on a different topic, but something just similar to what he's trying to say, the message that he's trying to get out there.
Great. I think those are excellent choices. Back to you, Ms. Gigi. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Victoria. We have a caller on the line. I think it's a 579 exchange. Hello, caller, and thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for Victoria?
Hey, what's up, Victoria? Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is your boy, T. Swain. Hey, I just want to tell you that I'm proud of you, and I just want to say just keep doing Shooting for the Stars. And you already know we both on this trial and error together, so we're going to make it do what it do.
Yeah, because we remember one time or another that you wanted to give up all your writing and music, and that was not the best thing to do.
I just needed a vacation.
Yeah, and then as long as it wasn't a long one.
I'm back now, though. As you can see, it was a good look for me, and I came back strong, working with Blackstreet, Teddy Riley, Guy's new project, so it's been a blessing.
Yeah, as far as the celebrity crush book goes, we gonna continue to get it out there as much as possible.
Yes, definitely. Great book.
Yeah.
That's
so. How long you been in the business?
Go ahead, caller.
How long have you been in the business?
The business of writing?
Yes.
Well, I've written, it's just fresh start in the business. I've just written a book since 2009.
Nice. You've been doing your thing.
Yeah.
I got to say, I love your work. Like I said, I've recommended the book to several different people, A-list people at that, so just to let you know.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much. We know when the next book comes out who to make acknowledgments to besides
thank
you and your cocky mind, Big Mike.
Definitely.
Wow. Thank you, Colin. And who are you again?
I'm R&B hip-hop soul recording artist T. Swain. I've been in the business for about 15 years. It's T. Swain, T-S. W-A-N-G.
Okay. Nancy Swain. Well, maybe we can do an interview with you one of these days, too. So I give you.
I would love
give
to
you
do
that. And love it. And you're working with Teddy Riley and the other people that you mentioned. And that's a very great, great beginning for you, you know. And congratulations to you. And may God bless you and keep you going for it as well. And you can hang around and stay on. You don't have to leave. If you have any more questions, you can throw them towards Victoria. But Victoria, I would like to ask you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. I'd like to ask you, with the celebrity crushes that you plan on doing with your stage play, what people and in what kind of characteristic situations would you have them in? How would your play start out? Not to give it all away, but how would it start out for you? What have been your thoughts as far as writing it, as far as setting up your basis for your stage, play?
Well, one of the characters will be T. Swank himself, because by listening to his music, people might melt as if they were listening to Teddy Riley or Keith Sweat himself, to relate in that category itself.
Thank you.
And that's good. So with your dialogue, your dialogue is going to be created in a fiction-based scenario, or will it be really true-life situations?
Kind of like both, half and half. Going to mix it up. Whereas there will be a love interest, there'll be a mistress, and then there's just the person just in between the middle. Maybe have a black light or something of the sort.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And someone going to play the maid where they might snatch the other person's wig off, and the other person just might have their hair just like all over the place, and they just take the wig and just probably throw it out into the audience or something.
I see. So it's going to be kind of like a comedy drama?
Yep.
What age category would be able to come to this particular stage play?
Well, I might have to say 18 and older, nothing under. Anything and under might get you pregnant. It might get you some for the night, but we don't want that to happen all the time.
You are delightful. You're a delightful guest tonight. You're not shy, that's for sure. And it really, I love your attitude, and I love your energy. That's a very important way to conduct an interview, just be yourself and be for real. Now, with your writing, have you been to any book signings?
No, I haven't been to any book signings. I haven't done any of those yet. I'm maybe in the works of doing so through my publisher, Ex Libris, once I actually get a hold of them and decide what all I want to do and lay it out on the table.
I see. And that's one good way to do it, because you really, and I'd like to stress this point to people that are listening in, for if you're starting out writing the very first time, be careful of vanity presses, because vanity presses are, and I'm not trying to put bad mouth on anyone, but through trial, time, life experiences, sometimes self-publishing is the best way. There are other great publishing companies. There's the one that Victoria had mentioned, and, of course, Amazon.com and Create.space, where you can go in and be your own publisher and pick out your various book covers and upload your manuscripts to that particular site. But Victoria, in your future goals, as well as your writing, do you plan on traveling anytime to actually go out to have, say, bookings for talking about your books and your poetry to the audiences in various situations, in various countries and situations where it would deem you to talk about certain pieces of your poetry to a certain selected group?
If goals as planned, as far as traveling, it has to be within the United States limits. So the sister is scared to get on a plane, as many accidents and things is happening with planes these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, but on the ground it's just as dangerous. So I guess life is kind of like a toss-up on the deal of the hand, and you either step out on faith or you just stay, you know, isolated. It's a scary thing, a scary situation in this world where we live in today, and so many other things are coming as we go along every day, you know, with all these different kinds of issues that we're having in the presidential arena, and other things that are being up, you know, brought forth into the media's eye, and we watch it on TV every day. But if you had an opportunity to present yourself to an audience, what would you actually do? Would you talk about yourself, your books? Would you talk about life in general? What would you talk about?
Well, I would try to promote the books and the stage plays at the same time. So while the stage plays is on commercial break, I could advertise the book at the same time.
Okay. Very good. All right, back to you, Anna.
Thank you very much. And also thank you, caller, for calling in. Just jump in at any time if you have any questions. We'll be happy to get you in and get those questions answered. All right, Victoria, thank you again. I am also enjoying the show. I understand just by talking to you and hearing you talking to the caller that you are also an inspirational person. And, you know, that's what we need today more than ever before. Others that learn and have different talents, they don't like to pass that on, but I see that you're available to do that. On the question of your plays, Tyler Perry usually at the end of his plays, he go out and he talks to the audience. He has some kind of message to give them. Do you want to, or have you thought about how you would end each play that you present to the audience each time?
I haven't had any insight on or thought about it at the time being. Once that moment get here, or once it's closer to that moment, then I actually have to jot down my notes first, reread it to make sure it sounds right actually to myself before I read it to anybody else.
Okay. My next question is, if I know that I'm not a stage writer, but I do believe that, you know, because you have to get different props, it costs money. And so what would you encourage a young stage writer today that has the ideal, has written plays, but they don't have money to get props? What would you encourage them to do as far as proceeding on trying to get stage props or getting the funds to actually put the play into fruition?
The best thing for them to probably do as a young writer would be to probably have a fundraiser of some sort, or go to GoFundMe.com and go from there. Just describe the play that they want to perform, what the message they're trying to reach, and what are the other assets that they're going to have, what are they going to sell to make the person want to donate their money into their play and bring others and purchase tickets and come to any other further plays that they might have in the near future.
Okay, good. All right, my last question to you is, do you think that it's important, you being an African-American, that you present plays on your culture?
And yeah, it's actually important, because at the point of being is look where we come from to look where the point of where we're at now or trying to get to in the near future.
All right. Thank you. You're doing a wonderful job, by the way. Back to you, Ms. Gigi.
All right. Thank you so much. Victoria, I really, and our guests, too, also, I'd love to have you on the show again in the near future. And I really
Definitely.
Have to commend you. Thank you. And commend you on all the things that you've done so far with your pursuit of becoming the best that you can be, going by your spiritual faith, as we've talked about many, many times privately, and what your goals, your aspirations, and your dreams are. And I'd like to say that I'm really, really appreciative of your ability to be there in the forefront. And I'd also like to commend, I'd like to comment on, you can also go to fundraiser, Indiegogo, you know, for your plays to help support in any kind of way. Playwrights that are starting out are just at a loss, and you know, in the beginning, because they don't know which way to go. And for you to have that information and to be inspired by that is a wonderful uplift, because it's a hard struggle when you're writing and you don't ever know which way it's going to go. And sometimes you have to know somebody in order to get yourself started, if you don't get out there and just hit that pavement by yourself. And it's a long, long road, but your perseverance and your ability to move forward is very highly recommended by myself to others who are listening in tonight. And I hope that God bless you, keeps you going forward. And at this time, we've got about maybe 9 more minutes into our closing of our show. So, caller, would you like to ask Patricia any more questions tonight before we go into our shutdown?
Sure. I just got one question. I just want to know, because I took up theater, right? And there's a particular way you set up your play, you know, your playwrights, and you come up with their costume designs and, you know, things of that nature. You know, you got to hire your director and, you know, all those particulars to go with putting the play together. So I was wondering, do you go against the grain, or do you just kind of just go with the flow of things when you're creating your show or creating a book or something like that?
Victoria?
Well, it depends on actually the person you can trust. You only trust certain people, but with me, I go on sites and pick out certain costumes of who I want the picture wearing this and picture wearing that, and how I would like the stage set up to be itself. It's like, don't put nobody else in nothing you have written that you wouldn't be in yourself.
That's true. Yeah, I feel that. So thank you.
Yeah, I feel that myself. And again, you are a very delightful guest, and I love having you on the show. So we're going to give you an opportunity to give your shout-outs now, and we're about 8 minutes into the show. So if you'd like to shout out to anyone, if you have a favorite website, or if you'd like to go ahead and give a promo to your books and where they can be found, you can go ahead and do that, Victoria.
Well, I would like to give a shout-out, first of all, to T-Swag himself for calling in and listening and asking the questions. And I would also like to give a shout-out to Gigi herself, being the fact that from one writer to another, if you can't learn from an older person of what they experienced that they've been through, then how would you learn yourself? Learn from your mistakes, but keep on going and never give up.
Exactly. Exactly. That is beautiful, and thank you for the comment. Anna, would you like to add anything?
I just want to say, Ms. Gigi, thank you again for allowing young artists and young talented people to come on. They have a chance to express and to do shouts out and to give their inspiring stories to inspire other young people and people in general. So it's an honor to be a part of the Artist Loft Show. And also to our caller, I look forward to doing an interview with you, and a shout-out to our co-host in our absence on tonight, PJ, and our guest, Victoria. You're doing a wonderful job, and I certainly hope to hear more from you in the future. Keep up the good work.
That's right. You. Amen. Okay, amen. Thank you, Anna, so much. And I'd like to say that Anna, by the way, is a lyricist herself, a very very, very talented young lady. So I have to give you a high five for that. And she's such a delight to be on the show with me, to help me along the way. She never runs away from any kind of task. And we managed to do this show with so much fun. And I really appreciate you, Anna, for being here with me and my guest tonight. And, of course, the caller that called in tonight. So without further ado, thank you so much. And please, if you have a pen, you can jot it down, caller. You can also email me at Are you ready? Let me know, and you can we can set up an interview for you. Okay. It's GWIZ, G-I-W-I-Z, Productions, all together, LLC, dot G as in girl, A as in apple, E as in ever, at gmail.com. GWIZ Productions, LLC, dot G-A-E, at gmail.com.
Got it.
And we can put you on the show. And anybody out there that's listening, I'll be able to put you on the show as well. And we'll be able to help support you and give out your shout-outs and help to advertise you without charge.
Thank you.
Along with you. You're quite welcome. And we look forward to having you on the show again. And I say thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. And we're about to close out tonight. And I say thank you to my family, the friends that support us, the people that are always sticking by and never running away from anything, but always staying there to make sure that everything works, you know, in the behalf of everyone that's involved. I'd like to say thank you to a very special friend of mine right now who is at a low point in her life, and that's my cousin Gina Nichols. She lost her mom, and I'd like to say God bless her, and may all the prayers lift her up in this time of her need and her loss. I'd like to also say if you are on the air, you can come in at any time on a Wednesday night to Wise Mind Radio. That's from 7 to 8 p.m. with philosopher Johnson E.S.T. Lyons, Jr. I'm about to launch a magazine that's going to include Anna and myself and hopefully P.J. Sampson, our other co-host. And we're going to ask for contributing articles for, you know, whatever you think that you'd like to write about in this magazine. And we're going to push it to make sure that it's seen by everybody. So it's kind of a cat out of the bag, but I've been looking forward to doing this for quite a while. And I hope to get the advertisements out for people. It's free advertisement, by the way. Donations are accepted, of course. But I'll give you more information on that as we go along the way. You've been listening to The Artist Loft. This is Gigi Adams-Evans. My guest tonight was a very talented Victoria Kirby, poet, author, business owner as well, and playwright, along with the many talents that she has, and my co-host, Ms. Anna Marie Holliday, again. So I'd like to say good night to everyone, and may God bless you all, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night, Anna.
Good night.
Good night, Anna. Good night, Victoria.
Good night, T. Swank.
We may as well say good night, John Boy, as well. A wonderful evening, everyone. Thank you for being on the show. Good night.
Good night.